Hey, everybody, how are you? Let's get started, shall we? On this Sunday evening, January 17th, Rob Witham along with you as we finally get our first Central Region Now podcast of 2016 underway. We took a break over the New Year's weekend, and then last weekend was just kind of a strange weekend, and we weren't able to get the podcast squeezed in. So on this Sunday, we watched the snow fall, we watched the snow disappear, and our primary purpose and responsibility was to make sure that my daughter Rachel returned to Longwood University safe and sound. She begins second semester work on Tuesday. So she is back in Farmville. It's a little bit quieter around the Casa de Witham, that is for sure. But it's going to get really, really busy in the next several weeks ahead. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a week we've had. You think about it. Wednesday night, deep run coming into Henrico, 33-game winning streak snapped. Deep run with a signature victory for their program. Coming back late in the game to seal the win, 65-60, in a game where they spent a little over three quarters trying to get the lead. They cut it to two, they cut it to one, see it stretch back to five and six. They cut it again and stretch again, and finally, they found a way to take the lead and take the lead for good. A 22-10 fourth quarter. And this is deep run formula basketball. If you're in a game, it's a tight game, and the score's in the 50s. If you're playing a team that likes to run and gun and put 78, 88, 98 on the board, you have fallen victim to deep run style of basketball. It happened to Henrico in the Conference 11 championship last year. Henrico survived it. It happened to L.C. Byrd in the 5A South Region quarterfinals last year, but Byrd survived it. But Henrico did not. 4 minutes to go. We're in the 50s. Foul shots. Key. Henrico goes cold last couple of minutes. Monty Buckingham, rough night for him. 3 of 16 from the field. He hits just 1 3-pointer out of 8 attempts. Richard Sanders, who's had some good games for Henrico lately, 5 of 14 from the field, but 2 of 9 from the three-point line. For the night, Henrico goes 7 of 9 at the free throw line. Deep run goes 20 for 27. And they were very consistent shooting at 47% throughout the night from the field. Henrico at 37%. So congratulations to Deep Run. We were there for that live here on RVA Sports Network on Wednesday. Thursday night, we headed back east over to Highland Springs to take in what could have been and what ended up being a historic evening as head coach George Lancaster grabs his 700th career victory. You can count on one hand, with about four fingers, I think, how many basketball coaches in the Virginia High School League's history, that's 100 years, by the way, have ever won 700 basketball games. Put it in this perspective. Your basketball team plays a 22-game regular season schedule, okay? And then after that, as the years have gone by, the playoffs have expanded some. You have to average 20 wins a year for 35 years. 20 a year for 35. That gets you to 700. Now, Coach Lancaster's first win was 40 years ago, back in 1976, and he has managed to get to that 700 mark, and it was an incredible accomplishment and well-deserved applause and accolades to him in the post game on Thursday night. We were honored to be there to watch that in person. And then this weekend, boy, were we busy. Started out Friday afternoon at the Stat VA Classic, Atlee and Midlothian. Atlee with a very strong performance. I think easily their best game this year to try to kind of right the ship and get them ready and have them playing their best and healthiest basketball when the Conference 16 tournament starts in a month. And they knock off Midlothian. And in the StatVA.com Classic, we end up with 8 local teams playing. We knew that one would lose because Atlee and Midlothian played each other. But the others played teams from outside the area, and the RVA went 3-5. We had to wait until the last two games on Saturday night for L.C. Byrd to get that overtime thrilling win over Western Branch. Shout out to Kiki Williams for her dominating second half and overtime performance and for that winning basket in overtime. And then the great performance by Highland Springs, knocking Bethel off 78-35 to stay unbeaten as they head into a big matchup with the Skyhawks on Monday. While we have a moment, let's go ahead and promote our game of the week coming up Monday night. Going to be a great doubleheader back at Highland Springs. We will begin with top five girls basketball action as number three LC Bird comes back to where they beat Western Branch Saturday night in overtime, Highland Springs, to take on the unbeaten Springers. It will be a great matchup, and there will be thoughts about last year when Highland Springs came into the 5A South Region semis undefeated. Taja Cole put up 38 points, and LC Bird clinched the state semifinal berth. And Highland Springs' season ended at 25-1. They will remember that. Now, it's only a regular season game. I know that. I understand that. But there'll be a little extra there on Monday afternoon. That's a 5:30 tip, and we'll hit the air at 5:30 on our YouTube channel. How do you listen? Very simply. Go to youtube.com/RVA Sports Network and click subscribe. When you do, you'll receive alerts either via email, text, or on your phone. And you just click on the alert, and you'll never miss another RVA Sports Network live broadcast again. And, of course, we send links out on Twitter at all of our appropriate Twitter feeds. Our main network feed at the RVA Sportsnet, Hanover Games at Hanover Sports, Games in Henrico at Henrico Sports, Games in Chesterfield at Chesterfield Sports. And then after that game, we'll have the boys' game as the Skyhawks battle the Springers. Set for a 7:30 start. And that's our Monday night game of the week doubleheader, exclusively here on the RVA Sports Network. The only people in the RVA who bring you live high school sports all year long. Not just football season, but from August to June. We are with you with all the sports that we can possibly get to. All the big matchups, and as many teams as we can get to as well. So we're really looking forward to Monday evening at Highland Springs, LC Bird Highland Springs girls at 5:30, boys at 7:30. Both games can be heard live on the RVA Sports Network. There are also listen live links available on our website, rvasportsnetwork.com. Just check the top of the page. While we're at it, let's go ahead and unveil. They're already online. They were released at 8 p.m. tonight, Sunday. They're released every Sunday night at 8. The latest RVA Sports Network Top 10 High School Basketball Polls. We'll start with the girls, and the reason why is because there have been absolutely no changes to the girls' poll. The same teams, the same positioning. Were there a couple of losses along the way this week? Yes, there were. But nothing to warrant juggling the poll, as it ended up being exactly the same as it was when it came out last Sunday night. That means Patrick Henry at 10, Glenn Allen at 9, J.R. Tucker at 8, St. Catharines at 7, Henrico at 6, Huguenot at 5, Cosby at 4, LC Bird 3, Monacan 2, and the only unbeaten team left, boys or girls, in the area, Highland Springs, at number one. So our 5:30 Monday broadcast will be number three, LC Bird, at number one, Highland Springs. That's the first key game this week. LC Bird's got to turn around 24 hours later, go home and host number four, Cosby, in the only meeting between these two Dominion District powers in the regular season. Of course, in the playoffs, they go to their separate ways, Cosby to 6A and LC Bird to 5A. So that's a Tuesday night encounter in Chester. On Wednesday, Deep Run, who dropped out of the top 10 last week and was replaced by Patrick Henry, gets a chance to maybe flip the script because they go to Patrick Henry for a 7:30 game on Wednesday. That will be one to keep an eye on. And I believe my buddy Evan Hughes over at Patriot Talk Live may be broadcasting that game online Wednesday night. So Wildcat fans, Patriot fans, check out Patriot Talk Live on Twitter and check out his schedule and see. I believe they're broadcasting that game on Wednesday. On Thursday night, it is a rematch of a game that we saw this past week on Tuesday night, and it was one of the most physical girls' basketball games I've seen, not just this year, but in any year. Number 8, J.R. Tucker, and number 9, Glenn Allen. The rematch at Glenn Allen, and that'll be Thursday at 6 p.m. And then Cosby, no rest for the weary. They have to go to Huguenot Friday afternoon. That's 5:45 start. So a lot of great action this week. And 1, 2, 3, 4 games at least involving 2 top 10 teams. That's the girls' poll. Now the new boys' poll. This is where all the speculation has been. Who's the new number 1 after Henrico was knocked off their perch? There were really a couple of questions to decide. Number 1, would LC Bird deserve to move up from 2 to 1 because simply they didn't lose last week? Or was the deep run win big enough, beating a defending state champion on their home floor who had a 33-game winning streak? Was that enough to vault deep run from 4 all the way to 1? On top of that, it would vault them over a St. Christopher's team that beat deep run in the Times-Dispatch Invitational Championship. One element, one factor that came into play was last night when St. Christopher's fell short to Atlantic Shores down at the tournament in southeastern Virginia for their second loss of the season. And so here is how it all came to be. Verona drops out of the poll. They lose to Highland Springs on Thursday night when Coach Lancaster got win number 700. Cosby has moved into the top 10, a team that struggled early this season but is picking up their stride now. And come Conference 3 tournament time, and possibly even into 6A South, could get some teams some fits. Cosby new at number 10. Hermitage falls. I really couldn't believe it when I got the final score that they had lost by 1 point to Thomas Jefferson last Tuesday night. And now they've got a huge game coming up on Monday night. They dropped 2 spots from 7 to 9. Hermitage hosts Deep Run for a rivalry night game Monday night, 7:30. We're going to do our darndest to have somebody get us updates from that game while we're live over at Highland Springs with the Springers and Skyhawks. Dinwiddie moves up 1 from 9 to 8. Hopewell moves up 1 from 8 to 7. And guess who play each other Tuesday? Number 8, Dinwiddie, at number 7, Hopewell. Big matchup there. Trinity Episcopal stays at 6. John Marshall holds on to number 5. St. Christopher's drops 1 from 3 to 4 after the loss on Saturday. They will be hosting St. Anne's Belfield in VISAA action Friday evening at 6 p.m. And now here we go. Number 3, Henrico, falling from number 1 for the first time in I don't know how long. 33-game winning streak is over. They did not play well. They were not sharp in the game against Lake Taylor a week ago Saturday night at the Virginia Preps Classic. They were lucky to win that game, and now they finally got caught. And you know what? If you're going to have your 33-game winning streak eliminated, do it in mid-January to a very good team. And not a lot of shame in that. And that gives you a chance to hit the reset button, take that monkey off of your back, take those pressures off of your back, and go look. Now let's just get back to playing Henrico basketball. And everything else will take care of itself. And that was step one on Friday night when Henrico dispensed of Armstrong. They're 16-1. They only have 5 games left in the regular season, so they should have fresh legs and fresh bodies when conference tournament time begins on February 13th. Number 2 remaining there, the Skyhawks of LC Bird. They suffered their first loss the week of January 9th and 10th, that weekend, a weekend ago. Did not lose this week, but would do remain at number 2, vaulting to number 1 on the strength of the upset win at Henrico to end that streak. Congratulations to the Wildcats of Deep Run. Georgie Pacheco, Curtis Cooper, DeMontez Oliver, Evan Clark and company, Zach Washburn, Harry Trapeer, they've worked awful hard and awful long time. They remember, take to heart, those 2 losses in the tournaments last year where they were so close to beating who ended up being the state champion in Henrico and so close to beating the team that almost beat the eventual state champion in LC Bird. They knew they were so close. And so, big win over Henrico. Now they got to build on it, and they have to be careful this week. First, at Hermitage Monday night. Hermitage, much better than last year, has been in our top 10 a few weeks now. That could be a very dangerous trap game for them. And then Friday night, Deep Run will have to host Mills Godwin. Is Deep Run more talented than Mills Godwin? Yes, they are. But Mills Godwin and Deep Run is a rivalry night game if ever there was one. About the only one bigger for Godwin is when they play Freeman. So it's Mills Godwin Deep Run Friday night. Throw the records out the window. Doesn't matter. It's a rivalry game. Brett Brisson will want to be on fire from three-point land. Timothy Fisher down low for Mills Godwin. So you never know. You just never know. And I know that the coaching staff at Deep Run is going to have their guys ready for those two games. Again, Monday night at Hermitage, Friday night hosting Mills Godwin. Verina at Henrico. Henrico gets back in action on Friday night. That's Friday night at 7:30. So the new boys top 10, Deep Run 1, LC Bird 2, Henrico 3, followed by St. Christopher's, John Marshall, and Trinity Episcopal. Hopewell moves up 1-7, Dinwiddie 1 up to 8. Hermitage drops from 7-9, and Cosby takes over at number 10 for Verina. Top 10 polls are always posted every Sunday night at 8 p.m. on our website, rvasportsnetwork.com, rvasportsnetwork.com. And they are released originally on our Twitter feed at the RVA Sportsnet. That's the RVA Sportsnet. How do you follow us on Twitter? It's very simple. If you live in Chesterfield, want to know about Chesterfield sports, your favorite high school, other schools, your rivals, etc., follow Chesterfield Sports on Twitter. That way, you don't have to see everything else going on everywhere else that you may not care about. Same thing for you in Henrico County. If you want to follow your team, your high school, and their rivals and whatnot, follow Henrico Sports. In Hanover, it's at Hanover Sports. If you want to follow what's going on all over the Central Region, all across the RVA, and not just in high school sports, but college, pro, and more, if it's happening in sports in the Richmond area, you will hear about it on Twitter at the RVA Sportsnet. We have a lot of people who follow one of our county feeds because they live there, go to school there, whatever. And they also follow the RVA Sportsnet to keep atop of everything that's going on in the metro area in all brands of sports. NASCAR, the Redskins, the Atlantic 10 Women's Tournament coming in March 2nd to 6th. The VCU, Richmond, Union State, Richard Bland, Randolph-Macon, you name it. So a lot of people do too, so they can keep in touch with everything. And if that's your pleasure, that's perfectly fine. The RVA Sportsnet on Twitter is where you'll find all the sports information you want to know about what's happening in all sports at all levels across the RVA. Big issue to talk about that really hasn't been discussed very much, and we want to let you know that it's alive and kicking. Virginia High School League Alignment Committee met late last year, came up with a proposal. It was revised this past Wednesday after a series of hearings where some teams proposed changes to the proposed alignment. The big news coming out of this is that if this is approved, conferences will cease to exist effective August 2017. That means the conferences which we began playing conference games and conference tournaments in most sports back in the fall of 2013. If this is approved, the conferences will go by the wayside after only a four-year run. And so there would be no more Conference 11, Conference 20, Conference 26, Conference 3, yada, yada, yada. They would be basically replaced by super regions. And what super regions are is the ability to have as many schools with as close a population as possible and geographically close, relatively, competing against each other. For example, there are 24 regions that have been proposed by the Virginia High School League, four in each of the six classifications. In 6A, what they're now currently calling Region Number 2, but I suspect it would be renamed 6A Central, would consist of Clover Hill, Cosby, Thomas Dale, James River, Manchester, the five Chesterfield schools that are in 6A currently. They would be joined by Franklin County, out near Roanoke, Colonial Forge, and River Bend, both of them just north of Fredericksburg. Other regions, and that's just an 8-team region, that's one of the smallest regions in the state. Other regions in 6A would have as many as 16 or 17 teams. and those would be based out of Northern Virginia, the teams that now comprise the 6A North region. There are 53 schools currently labeled as 6A. They are saying it's possible that Albemarle, Patrick Henry, Roanoke, Massaponics, and Stafford could also move up to 6A. Let's say if Massaponics and Stafford moved up to 6A, as well as Albemarle, I would suspect they would be put into that same region number two where the Chesterfield County schools are located. There is talk that Midlothian may move up from 4A to 5A. And, of course, all of this is done. You're like, how do you move up? Do you ask to move up? How does that happen? It's all about the population of your school. The bigger the enrollment, the higher the classification you'll be assigned. So if Midlothian moves up from 4A to 5A, it means that their increase in enrollment and maybe decrease in other schools' enrollments in 5A have put them in a position where they jump up and another school may drop back. But in 5A, the original proposal was to put the following 14 teams into the 5A Central Region: L.C. Byrd, Deep Run, Douglas Freeman, Glen Allen, Mills Godwin, Henrico, Hermitage Island Springs, Lee Davis, Metoica, Meadowbrook, Prince George, J.R. Tucker, and Verina, okay? 14, I should say, teams in 5A Central Region. The 5A Eastern Region would have 15 teams down at the coast. The 5A North Region would have 12 teams, predominantly Northern Virginia. And then there was a 5A West Region, which had 12 teams. It included the teams that are currently in Conference 16 with Patrick Henry and Ann Attlee, them being Halifax, Albemarle, Orange, and Patrick Henry, Roanoke. Mountain View would be here. Brook Point, North Stafford would be here. Potomac would be here. Originally, Attlee and Patrick Henry were in this West region, so they would be far removed from most of their regional opponents, and they didn't like that idea. So not just those two schools, but essentially, Hanover County Public Schools made a petition to the Virginia High School League, and their hearing was, again, held this past Wednesday, asking to be moved to the Central Region to be with the like-minded Richmond area schools. The committee heard it. The committee has recommended that the change be made. The objection that may be coming from the other regions is that with this new configuration, if approved, and Attlee and Patrick Henry go to the Central Region, Central Region would have the largest number of schools in 5A. They'd have 16 teams in their region. The Eastern Region has currently 15 under the proposal. The North Region, 12. The West Region, 10. And you're looking at that, and you're saying, well, what's the big deal? Well, some of the teams in the Central Region may look at the West Region and go, look, you know, you might only have to win two games to get a berth into the state quarterfinals for something. And here in Central, we've got 16 teams. We may have to win three games or four games in order for that to happen. That's kind of some of the rationale that's going on. But I personally hope and pray they will accept it with the move and have Attlee and PH get back into a region where there are teams from the area and stop making them play tournaments against Halifax and Albemarle and Patrick Henry, Roanoke. It's been insane, honestly, trying to, as the reporter for the Hanover Herald Progress, it has been insane trying to cover Patrick Henry in the last 2 years in Conference 16, and it's now even worse with Attlee in that same conference. And it very simply, tournament start, and it's like, okay, Attlee is going to Patrick Henry, Roanoke in round one. Yeah, and then, you know, Patrick Henry of Ashland's going to Orange in round one. So, you know, do I drive to Roanoke? Do I drive to Orange? All of them are multi-hour trips. I thought about PH Roanoke girls volleyball in the conference tournament in early November. Monday, they caught a charter bus to Ashland to play and beat Patrick Henry of Ashland. They went home. They chartered another bus. They came back to Hanover County on Wednesday night, went, played the Attlee Raiders. Now, think about that. Think of all the time they missed out of school. Think about the prohibitive cost of the bus, et cetera, et cetera. All that is what we're trying to get rid of. We hope VHSL's been running a big deficit the last couple of years, and almost all of it has been due to the changes that came out of reclassification in 2013. Those of you listening going, okay, what about the 4A schools? There is a proposed 4A central region that would consist of Caroline, Chancellor, Cortland, Dinwiddie, Eastern View, Hanover, Huguenot, King George, Louisa, Midlothian, Monacan, and Powhatan. Now, there are some possible changes. We talked about how Midlothian may move up to 5A. That would leave Monacan with Powhatan, Huguenot, Hanover, and Dinwiddie as the real Metro Richmond area teams in that 4A central region. Although Caroline, Louisa, they're in there as well. Down in 3A, they are proposing a northeast region that includes Armstrong and Hopewell, TJ, John Marshall, Petersburg. They also proposed a 3A southeast region that includes Colonial Heights and New Kent. Most of the other teams are down along the peninsula and into Hampton Roads. In 2A, they've got four regions, a 2A South, a North, a Central, and a West. Goochland and Amelia and King William would all be in what is considered 2A South. All of this will be up for a vote by the VHSL in February. And as soon as we know, if it comes to pass, and if it means the clock begins to tick to the end of the conference era, we'll let you know. Also in this, the VHSL is going to allow districts to resurrect district tournaments if they so choose. So we may get back to having a Colonial District baseball tournament, a Central District basketball tournament. Can you imagine if we had had last year a Dominion District girls basketball tournament with Monacan, L.C. Byrd, Midlothian, and Cosby all duking it out? They all ended up playing the final day of the regular final day of the season, is what I'm trying to get out, down at Siegel Center. Monacan beats Midlothian for the 4A title. Byrd falls just short in the 5A title. Cosby wins the 6A. And in that format, who would win the Central Dominion District Championship? It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So as these developments continue with the Virginia High School League, we will keep you posted on every single one of them on Twitter and here on Central Region Now. On the court, it's been a big week for several players. Let me give shout-outs to the following. Deontay Jones down at Hopewell. Good week for him. First, he makes his college commitment and decides to go to Fayetteville State. Then a couple of nights later, he scores his 1,000th career point as a Blue Devil. Deontay, congratulations to you from all of us here at the RVA Sports Network. The second 1,000-point scorer this year at Henrico is Mackenzie Spencer, who hit the mark on Friday night in a victory over Armstrong. She joins Akilia Hudson, who hit that 1,000-point barrier earlier this season. So for Coach Wilson and company, congratulations on that great honor as well. Over at Atlee, Ashley Weaver, who had been bothered by an injury on her foot, missed several games this season, back in action a week ago Friday night, needing 21 points for 1,000 in her career, and she picked up 15 in the win over Hanover. She needed 6 when they played Highland Springs Tuesday night, and she scored 16 to break the 1,000-point barrier. She then, Friday afternoon, scored 20, and was named game MVP as Atlee beat Midlothian 53-35 in the first game at the StatVA.com Girls Basketball Classic. We'll have words from Ashley Weaver in the new edition of the Hanover Herald Progress newspaper coming out on Thursday. Newsstands everywhere across the county, of course. And so Ashley now has 1,030 career points by my count. Really enjoyed talking to her on Friday after that game, and you'll hear more from Ashley again coming up in the Herald Progress this week. Congratulations, Ashley, on that great accomplishment. And then there's Evan Clark. Evan, big at the free throw line down the stretch for Deep Run. He scored 9 of his 13 points at the charity stripe. 31 minutes, avoided foul trouble, and Evan Clark, a big reason why Deep Run gets the win over Henrico. And then Sunday afternoon, he announces on Twitter that he has verbally committed to Lynchburg in the ODAC, which means I'll get to watch Evan for the next 4 years covering Randolph-Macon basketball. Congratulations, Evan, and to everybody a deep run that helped you get to that very special moment. So you've now got DeMontez Oliver committed to Campbell, Evan Clark committed to Lynchburg, and there'll be other decisions coming from deep run from some of their players, I am most definitely sure. And driving on 295 on a Saturday afternoon, leaving a business appointment in Short Pump and headed towards Highland Springs for our triple header broadcast Saturday night, listening to Bob Black give the call of Richmond VCU, and I couldn't help but think about my old buddy. Bob and I go back over 15 years, and I'm thinking, Bob, you have such a treat coming up ahead of you the next 4 years to have Nick Sherrod and Monty Buckingham come into your team, and you can call their games. You are just strap on, bud. It's going to be a lot of fun. Seat belts on. Get ready to rock and roll. Buckingham and Sherrod, I think, are going to make a very big impact. May take a little while. It's always a transition from high school to college, but those two are about as ready as any high school players I've ever seen. Ha, that's going to be very interesting. So coming up this week, of course, again, Monday night, live on YouTube, 5:30 and 7:30, RVA Sports Network, high school basketball, game of the week, doubleheader, Highland Springs hosting LC Bird. The girls' game is first, number 3 Skyhawks and the number 1 Springers, 5:30 tip, and then we'll have the number 2 Skyhawks versus the Springers of Highland Springs, who've added a couple of cogs to their wheel, and they seem to be on the right track now, getting that 700th win for Coach Lancaster on Thursday night. That game starts at 7:30. You can listen to both live and exclusively on RVA Sports Network on our YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/RVA Sports Network. Click subscribe. You'll get email and text alerts when games begin. And you'll never miss another RVA Sports Network live broadcast. The game also, of course, will have links, live listen links, up at the top of the page on our websites, rvasportsnetwork.com, HenricoCountySports.net, and ChesterfieldCountySports.net. And we send out links to the YouTube feed on Twitter as well. Follow us on Twitter wherever you are, at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, at Chesterfield Sports, and for information on things all over the RVA, in the Tri-Cities, the city of Richmond, surrounding counties, college news, professional news, everything you need to know about sports in the 804, follow us on Twitter at the RVA Sportsnet. That's at the RVA Sportsnet. Monday night doubleheader there at Highland Springs. Tuesday, we will keep you posted on scores, but I have a personal commitment to attend to on Tuesday evening. So while I will not be courtside at a game, we'll have information for you. We'll have our scoreboard up and running on rvasportsnetwork.com to keep you abreast of what is happening. Wednesday night, our plans right now are to be up at Randolph-Macon when the Yellow Jackets men's team gets back in action on Wednesday. Thursday night, we're not quite sure yet, and we're kind of leaving that door open because I don't know if you've heard or not, but some forecasters are beginning to call for a possible major snowstorm to hit on Friday. And, of course, if that happened and we suddenly lost our Friday games, that would, A, not be good for this newspaper man, but also, B, could cause us a situation to where there'd be some late-season scrambling trying to find open dates where teams could make up games. Or it is a possibility, if this forecast really becomes bullish and people think it's almost a guarantee that we're going to get a major storm, if gym availability is there, ADs may try to move games up 24 hours, for all we know, and play on Thursday night and get the games done before the storm hits so they don't have to worry about making them up. All that's pure speculation. Right now, the schedule for Friday is exactly the way it's supposed to be. And nothing will change until we know for sure exactly what is going on. This is a good time to remind you newbies who've been joining us here on RVASN in the last year. Yes, we do news coverage on Twitter and on our Facebook pages. And yes, we do school closings. And yes, we do weather updates. We keep you posted on winter storm watches, winter storm warnings, traffic problems, road closures, school closures, as you mentioned. So on Twitter, we will go into storm mode and dedicate our 4 feeds to keeping you safe and keeping you advised on all the news you need to know during winter weather events. We do it during severe weather in the winter, spring, summer, and fall as well. So just to let you know, if you're a recent follower and you suddenly see a bunch of weather tweets and you go, this isn't sports, The motto of our parent company, HCS Media LLC, is Sports Family Life. And that's how we tweet. We tweet first and foremost about the sports going on in the area. That's our focus. But we also tweet about things that you and your family need to know and are discussing. And when it comes to your life, we mean your livelihood and your safety. And if there's information that you need to know to keep you safe, we are going to be there to do it. So we're keeping an eye on Friday and this weekend. We'll see what happens there. Taylor Luck, Taylor RVASN, will be back with us. And if Friday is a bust and we don't get snow and we're on, then it will be rivalry night in Hanover County once again. And we will be taking in a couple of big games. Atlee at Lee Davis will be the assignment for Taylor, and that's a doubleheader on Friday. I'll be going out to Ashland as the Hanover boys basketball team takes on Randy Anderson's Patrick Henry Patriots. So that's the plan so far right now for this week. Always this time of year subject to change. As we close our podcast, a huge, huge thank you to Michael Whittington, president of StatVA.com, for his invitation and his allowing us to broadcast from the StatVA.com Girls Basketball Classic again this year. It's our third consecutive year of coverage. Thoroughly enjoy it. Can't wait to get back for 2017. It is truly the best showcase of girls basketball every year in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And we need more of you to come out and support them. Support that tournament. Support girls basketball as a whole. Including Monday night, hope to see you out at Highland Springs to see LC Bird try to give the Springers their first loss of the year. If you can't make it, listen to us live. But, man, we'd love it if you could join us at Highland Springs on Monday night. That'll do it for this edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network. A quick reminder that Central Region Now is the exclusive podcast of the RVA Sports Network and therefore cannot be used for other retransmissions or rebroadcasting or any use of the descriptions, the commentary, the information here on the podcast without the express written consent of HCS Media LLC is strictly prohibited. And we come to the end of another week. We get our first podcast of 2016 done. We'll be back on Sunday nights throughout the rest of basketball season. A couple of weeks from now when Super Bowl 50 hits, we'll be laying that podcast down probably early Sunday afternoon. If you're off Monday, enjoy your holiday. And we will be back with you at Highland Springs Monday, 5:30 airtime for the Skyhawks and the Springers. Can't wait, friends. Please join us. Rob Witham saying, have a wonderful week. We will see you on the sidelines, and we'll talk to you soon on the RVA Sports Network. And thanks for downloading the podcast, too. We appreciate that.